بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد My most respected علماء, elders and dear brothers The greatest bounty that Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us in terms of revelation is the Quran al-Kareem There is no doubt about that To complement the miracle and the bounty of the Quran al-Kareem Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us the du'as and the pearls and gifts of the supplications of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in essence, every dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be regarded as a miracle and it can be regarded as a most precious bounty. Because in the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the commentary of the words of the Quran Sharif and also the ulama ikram explain that it is a very effective means of the purification and the reformation of the heart. So therefore we will find that on many different occasions, very regularly, consistently, we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had certain specific awrad and certain specific du'as and specific supplications for certain specific events and occasions. And at other times you would have certain general supplications that you would make to Allah Rabbul Izzat in terms of our general life. So we will look at some of these du'as and some of these supplications for our own benefit and for us inshallah to learn, implement and to recite. One such du'a which is very relevant in our times, especially with the environment that is around us, the volatility that we find around us and the global circumstances. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a du'a, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Which means, O Allah, do not create such circumstances, such conditions around us, our environment, our societal living, that become a means of disruption for us to practice on our deen. Now sometimes you might think, what impediment do we have to come to the masjid? What disruption do we have in our deen? But we just have to take a look at the world around us at the moment. People who were living in general peaceful conditions, practicing Islam in an easy, peaceful way. And Allah Rabbul Izzat protect us all and forbid. But in a matter of a few days and nights, one event, and the entire tables have been turned. And now people are experiencing curfews, they are experiencing tension, they are experiencing a lot of volatility in even a simple practice like coming to the masjid, a simple practice like a woman wearing a hijab or leaving her home with her face covered, that has also become a huge challenge. So therefore this dua is extremely relevant and important in today's time. Allahumma لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا O Allah, do not create barriers. Don't bring about impediments. Don't bring about such circumstances where we cannot practice upon our deen, where such laws will be passed that it now becomes cumbersome, it becomes difficult, it becomes arduous for us to actually conduct ourselves as Muslims. And if we go further, as far as this dua is concerned, ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا And O Allah, do not make this world the biggest worry of our life. This is where the aspect of purification and reformation and the cleansing of the heart comes in. That we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that among all the worries that we have, every human being is saddled with worries. Every one of us has concerns. We have our worries, we have concerns, we have challenges, we have commitments to meet. And all of these things are valid. They are part of human life. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is identifying for us and is defining for us that from all our worries, we should be able to place priority as far as our concerns and worries are concerned also. Don't make this the worry of the dunya, the worry of our livelihood, the worry of the events of that are unfolding around us, the worry of the things that normally grip the mind of a man. Let not these be the biggest worry and the biggest concern in our life. Rather, our biggest worry should be, and our main concern in our life should be, that are we being enamored and are we being gripped by the world? This heart should be protected. Our actions should be protected. our thinking and our mindset should be protected from the effect of the world. As it is said in English, that we should be in touch with the world, but don't be touched by it. Don't be affected by the world. Don't be overwhelmed by materialism. Do not become so absorbed and so involved and so engaged in the world that a person is unable to detach himself. Even when a person comes to the masjid too, he is unable to free his mind for Allah Rabbul Izzat alone. Person is making dhikr also, but he's thinking about so many other things. Reciting Quran Sharif also, but his worry is inclined towards the world. So, لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا. And then, ولا مبلغ علمنا. And oh Allah, don't make this world the end point of all our knowledge. The only thing that we know is the business of the world. We know how to do business, we know what the latest technology is, we know everything about the world, and that is the end point of our knowledge. That should not be the case. There is so much more for us to know, to learn, to realize the greatness of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of Deen, the manner in how we can seek Allah's mercy, His forgiveness, etc. These are all particles and aspects of knowledge that we need to gain, we need to learn, and we need to practice upon. So therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua is, O Allah, do not make this world the end point of our knowledge, that the only thing that we know in this life is about the world and how to earn this world and how to enjoy this world. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْنَا. And another fourth aspect is, and do not place upon us such leadership that will not have mercy upon us. And this is again very relevant for us in today's time, that the leadership that we have, the country that we live in, our environment, the global circumstances, etc. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to place upon us such people, such leadership that will not have mercy upon us, that will make things very difficult and make things arduous for us. May Allah Rabbul Izzat always protect us. So these du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my dear friends, are beautiful pearls. They are miracles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are there for our learning and for our recitation and for us to actually imbibe and bring into our lives so that we can gain the full spiritual benefit from these du'as. They are two very easy compilations that we can, either if you want to download or if you want to purchase also, they are compiled in abridged form also today. One, the name of it is Al-Hizbul A'zam, which is a compilation of du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, specific special du'as, important du'as. And another compilation is Munajat al-Maqbool, the accepted whispers. All of these are very easily available and can be accessed also with translation in English language. Let us in this month of Ramadan make a type of an effort and attempt to gain these benefits and pearls. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.